This burden I must bear.
The rich voice of mezzo-soprano Andrea Baker filled the old sanctuary of the Grace AME Zion Church in Uptown this weekend. The Scottish-American singer is performing a selection of songs here in Charlotte connected to the African diaspora that crosses centuries and oceans. The show is called Tales of Transatlantic Freedom. It's part of the Charlotte Chow Festival, which wraps up this weekend. And Andrea Baker is with us now, alongside the show's co-creator and multi-instrumentalist Howard Moody. Welcome to both of you.
Hello, Nick.
Lovely to be here with you.
Can either of you tell me how and when the idea for this show was conceived?
Well, I had been doing a series of pieces under my Sing Sister Sing banner and was asked to create something for the festival. And I had always wanted to work with Howard Moody, and we had sort of started to come together on another project. But when this came up, we decided to create a totally new piece. And we started talking about the idea of transatlantic connection between Scotland and the New World, and really sort of did a deep dive into music and styles that neither of us had either ever performed, heard of, or we had newly discovered. And so what you have sort of 18 months later is Tales of Transatlantic Freedom 2.0 that we're premiering here in Charlotte.
I was really struck by the range of songs and composers that are featured in the show. And I'm curious how you went about finding and selecting these songs.
Well, it was really about finding songs that had an incredible flexibility. So this whole world of shanties, folk songs, Gaelic psalms, incredible mixture of cultural heritage and music, opened us up to being able to make arrangements and versions that really told a story. So I think it's the thread through the repertoire that tells this extraordinary story and the feeling of what people's experienced, but not spelling it out only through words. This is really a musical journey.
Were there any particular composers or numbers that you knew you wanted to include?
I wanted in particular to give audiences an idea of Black female composers. And there's a section that I do in the piece where I talk about three composers in particular: Dominique Legendre, Iana Widder Johnson, and a woman from Scotland that you wouldn't necessarily know is a composer. And she actually was somebody that I discovered through another connection in Scotland who does pop music, and she was a backup singer for James Brown. So those were women that I really, really wanted to connect our audiences with and give a different sound to, something that they had never heard before. The Scottish woman is Susie Palmer, and she's the daughter of Sir Geoff Palmer, who's a real activist and freedom fighter in Scotland.
There's also a point in the show when you, Andrea, say the question is not how to get diversity into music, but how to get diversity back into music. And I'm wondering if you can expand some more on that idea.
Well, that actually has a particular Carolina reference. That is taken from a Rhiannon Giddens speech at the Bluegrass Awards. And the piece that is performed around that is a traditional Scottish tune, but the new lyrics are written by Rhiannon Giddens. And so because Howard and I are a multicultural pair, we wanted really to show that, in particular, this music belongs to everyone. And Rhiannon Giddens is really active, particularly in the bluegrass community, but also in classical music, in making that a safe space for everyone to experiment and to connect to musical forms that they may not necessarily have been familiar with or even known that their particular culture had a place in.
What do each of you hope that audiences will take away after seeing this performance?
I think the main thing is for them to be astonished by the surprise of this fusion of music and the experience of seeing it staged, particularly in the round in the Pianodrome. It's the sort of show that we're told that people who've seen it, they wake up a few weeks later and they suddenly have an impression of what it was. And that's really what you want in theater. It's not a preaching situation and it's not a literal presentation. It's a real experience.
I would say that what I really want people to take away from the show is reconciliation, hearing one another, finding that African diaspora stories do not begin and end with slavery, that we also express our joy, our sorrow, our excitement, our wonder at the world around us, and that that can be shared, expressed, and passed on in the most unusual of places. Language is never a barrier. Religion is not a barrier. Through music, we are able to connect with people everywhere and spread that message of joy.
That's Andrea Baker and Howard Moody. Their show, Tales of Transatlantic Freedom, is playing for free inside the Pianodrome at Grace AME Zion Church in Uptown through Saturday. Thanks to you both.